Thanks for tuning in to A Waste of Time this week with Justine Skye. Make sure to look at our back catalog with people like Alchemist.
And Sinbad.
And Bodega Bams.
And Joe Mandy and Aniz Ansari.
Smoke Dizza.
Fat Jew.
And Fat Trell.
Yeah.
So check all those episodes out. Go on iTunes and make sure to subscribe to A Waste of Time.
You can rate, you can comment, you can follow us on different social media networks.
Yeah, like Instagram.com/itsthereal.
We're at Twitter.com/itsthereal.
We're at Facebook.com/itsthereal.
We're at Periscope. I don't know if it's a .com, but we're at It's The Real there. And then we're also It's The Real
on Snapchat
because It's The Real was taken.
Yeah, and now A Waste of Time with Justine Skye.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. The Kid, the old man in the house with the balloons, a.k.a. Squat Up.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Layout Lance, a.k.a. Stretch Armstrong.
Hi, I'm Justine Skye.
And this is A Waste of Time with It's The Real.
You guys are crazy.
Hey, Justine.
Hey, what's up?
So today's guest is Justine Skye.
Justine Skye, who is an R&B singer from Brooklyn, signed to Atlantic Records, put out her EP called
Emotionally Unavailable, which is also my lifestyle.
That's right.
I like how you guys say things together.
Yeah.
We've been rehearsing this for hours.
Yeah. And she's just destined to blow up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Signed to Atlantic Records.
So go do it. Go blow up. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm here. I'm in your crib.
You are. Yeah. We're drinking blueberry and banana smoothies.
No, we're drinking purple smoothies.
No, they are purple.
They're just purple.
But they're made from like yogurt and blueberries.
It's made from the best stuff on earth.
It was made from love.
Mm-hmm. It was. That's a secret ingredient.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Yo, it's so hot out there that we were like, we're not gonna actually cook something today.
They're not gonna cook for me, and it's fine. It's fine. Good thing I ate before I came here, so it's all good.
Can we just tell people what you wrote in here on?
Oh, I don't even know what they're called.
Oh, we do?
I call them like a Segway skateboard.
Mm. Yeah.
But then some people call them an IO Hawk, and then some people call them a Funky Duck.
Funky Duck.
I like to call them a Skyboard, too.
That's dope.
Is that just Skyboard?
Yeah. No, but that was the most awesome thing, to open the door and see Justine roll up to the door.
Wait, you rolled from the elevator to the door?
No.
Yeah, I tried to, like, actually come in the door with it, but it just didn't work.
No, but what you did was you rang the doorbell.
Then
you went the other
way. Yeah, I did.
Got this head start, like, just to make her way in.
I don't know why I did that. It just felt right.
It was awesome.
There's nothing more, or nothing we love more right now than how everybody, like, on our Instagram feed is riding one of those.
Yeah.
It's the thing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's, like, the future.
But now.
Yeah.
Did you get yours because you saw like Jamie Foxx on it or
Jadakiss or?
I've never seen any of those people on it.
Well, how'd you find out about it?
Well, my uncle, he's like really into like things. So he just had it and I saw Chris Brown on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. I saw like Haley, my friends like Haley and Kendall, they were on it too. And I just wanted one.
So do you ride it like out in the streets or just like in the comforts of your own home?
No, yeah, ride it in the streets.
Okay.
Pause.
Yeah.
How much did you, like, did you, you rode the subway up here?
No. I took an Uber.
Okay. You're really out here.
An Uber and carried the Funky Duck IO Sky
board
yeah.
with you. Did you ride it in the elevator?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I'm like a pro elevator like thing.
That's dope.
Like, I want you to like Periscope your entire day of you just like on the board.
Periscope is cool. It is. I haven't really gotten into it
or
so
Snapchat,
much yet.
Whatever.
But I do, man. Yeah. I Snapchatted in you guys' elevator.
Oh, dope.
You guys have a gold elevator.
We do. Yeah. What'd you say about it? Like, what is?
I think I was singing a song.
Okay, that works.
I don't know. I don't even remember what happened like 2 minutes
You're
ago.
You're so
like.
Drunk. These drinks are so strong.
Yeah.
These drinks are so crazy, guys. What did you put in them?
Love.
Yeah. Among other things that I did not know about you, you have a lip tattoo.
Yeah, I do.
On the inside of your lip.
Yeah.
It's a smiley face.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, how'd you find that out?
How did you find that out?
It's like literally all over the internet.
It's
all over Tumblr. Yeah, no. No, I saw it on, you put it on Vine.
Oh, I probably did.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Vine in like so long.
Yo, Vine's over, right?
I don't know. I haven't been on there in so long. I don't know if it's on or over. I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is that in researching this, I like gave you a million views.
I went through every, on loop.
Yeah. I gave you so many views. So like you should get back to it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I was told I'm not funny, so that's
you
why.
You said on there that you're not funny.
I know. But my friends are just like, you should that. Stop. Like, you're not funny.
Wow. So are your friends like not supportive, or are they just like, they're telling you the truth? Like,
they're
how do you
just
feel?
They're just telling me the real, guys.
Okay, all right.
They're telling me
you're
the
sitting
real.
With the real right now.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
You want to know the funniest thing? So we've been It's the Real for like, so we started doing out like our stuff 8 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. That's sketches, that's podcasts, that's like music videos, that's all this stuff together. But at a certain point, we changed from The Real to It's the Real because, you know, searching on Google.
Yeah, there was no TheReal.com, mm-hmm. like, that we could buy. It was already taken.
So we got It'sTheReal.com. And then we're like, we don't want people to confuse us with, like, anything else named The Real. And everyone wants to be, like, The Real this and The Real that. We will be It's the Real. And then that syndicated show with Adrian Bailon and Tamar Braxton and Lonnie Love called
The
Real.
So that swoops in.
Dang.
And now we get all these messages from, like, like mothers and grandmothers being like, can you get Adrian Bailon to play my, you know, daughter's or granddaughter's
Are
quinceañera?
You serious?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know that we have that power.
That's actually so crazy.
Yeah. Like, we did karaoke with Adrian Bailon once, but.
Mm-hmm. But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know that really, like, you know.
Solidified our friendship.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
But yeah. I mean, you don't have any trouble with, like, fake accounts on Twitter or Tumblr or anything?
I never did. Like, when I was younger, like, in, like, middle school, right? You know, like, when MySpace was popping and stuff like that, I wasn't, like, as cool as I wish I was. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that I wasn't, because now, like, all the cool kids that were, like, cool then aren't so, like, cool now.
Right.
But everyone, like, had, like, a fake page. And that meant, like, you were cool. Like, oh, my God, someone's trying to be like you. Like, you must be cool. And I was like, well, why hasn't anyone made a fake page of me? Like, I don't get it.
So, really, can that still work now? Like, if we can call on people to make fake pages now?
I mean, I
Not
can start
really.
One. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Now there's, like, verification. Like, now True. I'm verified on things.
Yeah, so but you can always Photoshop that blue check next to your name.
Not really. Not on the actual, like, on the actual thing when you actually look it up.
Those are my favorite people. Like, back in, like, 2012 or whatever, when, like, the checks really started, like, coming in, mm-hmm. like, all these people would be like, oh, I'm just going to Photoshop it in. And, like, it's so sad. Yeah. Like,
it's terrible.
They
even,
didn't care.
Even worse is, like, just having the sort of a check emoji
check
right
emoji.
Next to it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst.
That's crazy.
Those people are the worst people on the face of the earth.
It's like, I don't care about you. Like, I know I'm verified.
Right. Yeah. Also, on Vine, I saw that you had a hibachi experience that went awry.
Oh, yeah. That was a little bit insane.
What happened?
I actually don't know what happened. The guy thought he was really cool. Like, and he was like, you know, like,
the hibachi chef.
Yeah. Like, you know, when they do that thing with the onions and they make, like, the
and
little
it starts,
volcano.
Like, smoking like a volcano. Yeah.
Yeah. But he just put way too much whatever it was in there. And then it just, like, exploded, and the fire went everywhere. And I was like, oh, my God, my weave. And I was just like, what am I going to do? Like, this is crazy. So it never actually got to show, like, what happened after that. But it wasn't that bad. But in that moment, it was really bad.
But, like, I love the idea that you're just, like, sitting there and you're recording this because you're just like, yo, like, this is going to be, like, so cute. Like, oh, my God, like, a little smoke is going to come out the top. And
then
no.
Then it's like, yeah.
It got
an
lit.
An emergency. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was too much, guys. But.
Who were you with? Was everybody okay?
I was on I had a show. It was in, like, Cleveland or something like mm-hmm. that. It was something, but I was with, like, my dancers and my mom and, like, just people from, like, management and stuff like that. My camera dude.
Yeah. That would be such a bummer to be, like, the headline, like, Justine Skye in massive fire at hibachi restaurant.
When you're on the road, by the way, do you take chances with, like, restaurants you don't know, or are you just going to, like, chains or, like, you know, things you're definitely sure you're gonna have?
Yeah, like,
the
if
meal
you're
you
like
want.
In London, you go to, like, Nando's or, like,
for the most part, like, I want to try, like, different things. Like, I don't want to, like, I'll, like, go on Twitter and be like, yo, what's the poppin' place, like, out here?
That's cool. Mm.
Like, I was in Memphis and I found this place called, like, Ching's Wings.
Okay.
The best wings in the world.
Don't tell Rick Ross.
Yeah.
No. Oh, sorry, Rick Ross.
Yeah. It's but, right up there with Wingstop. Just
he's
exactly
a loyal listener to this podcast. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I love you. Yeah. And I eat pears.
Wait, so what is this wing place called?
Ching's.
Okay.
And they were so dope.
Really?
Yeah. And I just, like, went on Twitter. Like, so, where was it? Anywhere I go. Like, I did this, like, forest city, like, the bandit tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, asked people on Twitter. Twitter's a reliable resource. Like, if you don't watch the news or anything, it's all on Twitter. It's on Twitter before it's anywhere.
There's, like, a common thing where people are like, I would give money for Twitter. Like, Twitter is so good, I would pay Twitter.
Would you?
I don't have money to pay Twitter. I really don't. I don't think I would. I don't think it's that deep, but.
Would you pay for, like, you know, do you pay for, like, Apple Music or, like, Spotify or one of those?
I don't know. I have a Spotify, but I don't know if I actually pay for it.
Do you hear commercials?
No.
In between the songs. So maybe you do pay for it.
Or someone pays
for
it.
Or someone pays, yeah.
Or maybe I just got, like, the hookup or something.
Maybe, yeah. That's cool.
Because they be hooking up artists.
Yo, you're verified.
Where? I think I am verified on Spotify.
All right. That's cool.
That would be crazy if you were, like, verified on Spotify and then, like, commercials just started popping up. It's like, what am I verified for?
You pay for... Or do you not pay for Spotify?
I pay for Netflix.
Netflix, all right.
But I don't think I do. But you know what I do? I have, like, 10 different people's, like, Netflix accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
like,
you use...
I trade my Netflix for my friend's HBO Go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that I have Netflix and it works, and that's fine with me. I don't know whose Netflix it is, but it's working.
So thank you to Rick Ross, who's a loyal listener and
has
given you his Netflix.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
So you left high school 2 years early.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I left public schooling.
I went and
got homeschooled.
Right. Do you earn a diploma at that point, though?
No.
Okay.
New York doesn't give homeschool kids diplomas.
You have no way to prove that you actually graduated homeschool.
No, just like your credits.
You have
to have a sufficient amount of credits.
I mean, just like your word and bond, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you take like a lunch break?
No, I mean, like, when you're just, like, when you have a private tutor, mm-hmm. like, you don't do school for as long as, like, you do in public schooling.
Right, you're not
like
getting there at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
to 3.
But my tutor, she wanted me to, like, to still feel like I was in school, but I got out of school, like, 12. And it was
noon.
Yeah, noon.
That's awesome.
And it was, like, for, like, gym, I did yoga and like I went to the gym. I went to like Crunch with her.
That's
like and did like cardio and stuff like that.
So
it was
just like
cool.
Making like the real world your like textbook.
Yeah. That's basically.
That's so progressive.
Like real life was my learning.
That's dope.
And but I did like math and stuff like that still. And she made me like read and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I still had to take tests.
But these are all skills that nobody ever needs anymore.
It depends.
It's not like doing cursive.
It depends. It depends on what you want to do with your life.
There's an app for everything.
There really is an app for everything.
All your fans are very young, by the way, and they're probably listening to this being like, huh, you're right. I don't need to go to school.
No. I mean, like for me, because a lot of people like always ask me about college, and I feel like college is for you to figure out like what you want. If you don't know what you want to do, you should go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what you want to do and college can help you do that, you should go to college.
Yeah.
DeVry. Sounds like an ad. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. We had an intern once who was a friend of the family, and we only got him because he was going to graduate high school like a semester early or something like that. And then part of that second semester, you can just...
they like put you in like internships.
Mm.
So people can intern at Google and people can intern at like, you know, an accounting firm.
Right.
And he was like, hey guys, friends of the family, do you mind if I come and like hang out at your apartment and get credit for it? And we were just like, fuck if we care. Of course you can. Like, yeah, you're going to come.
Yeah. He's going to, like, I don't know. We taught him what Tumblr was. We taught him about hip-hop.
Yeah, well, we tried to. Like,
yeah.
We have, like...
We tried.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, you know...
But it's, like, it ends up being where... Because we were shooting videos at the time. Like, we would put out these weekly sketch videos. And it ended up being where we'd be, like, can you go downtown and buy us a daishiki for, like, a video?
Go to the East Village and find a daishiki.
And then he was, like, I don't know what a daishiki is, and my mom won't let me use the subway. And we were, like, well, all right. All right. So
we'll
all
come with
time,
you. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like babysitting this kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He was a
high
school
35.
Senior. No, high school senior.
Oh.
Putting in his time, like, you know, as the It's the Real intern.
Yeah.
We lent him a book and some markers and never got those back. Because part of the internship ended up being like, you can run our Facebook page. He's like, can I color and like make cartoons of you guys? We're like, sounds great. We'll get a lot of Facebook engagement.
And then it's just like, well, no, that's not.
Right.
That's not what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For him. It was great for him.
I want to talk about your mom for a second. Your mom is your manager.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, she co-manages me.
Yes. She is or was an attorney in the music industry? She is?
She's an entertainment attorney.
Okay. Some of her clients are 8Ball and MJG.
Yes.
Was.
Yeah. Was. Vocal Clothing.
Yes.
I have no idea who or what that is.
That's Nelly's clothing line.
I'm so sorry, Nelly.
Yeah.
Also a loyal listener. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Nelly.
Yeah.
Do you, I mean, that also probably includes Apple Bottom Jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay, now we're talking. Yeah.
I know what that is. I mean, I've never worn it.
Vocal, not so much. V-O-K-A-L. Yeah.
You're not a Vocal supporter.
Who else, Jeff?
Slim Thug.
Yes.
Kool & Dre.
Yes.
But most importantly to us,
Young Jock.
Yes, Young Jock.
Yo, amazing.
And you were actually, like, you've met Young Jock.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
That's the dopest. No, listen.
He's cool.
If you think we weren't listening to, like, a whole bunch of Young Jock songs this morning just because, you're sorely mistaken.
You were so wrong.
Yeah, Young Jock is pretty cool, man.
That's awesome.
And, like, I watch Love & Hip Hop. That's dope.
Okay, well.
You also performed. I mean, you did the motorbike with him.
I did. That was epic.
Yeah.
Like, that was epic. That was so cool. In Atlanta, like.
Yeah, of all places, yes.
I got to do, like, the Meet Me in the Trap.
Yeah.
It's going down. On stage. Where was I? I think I was at Clark University. Amazing.
That's awesome.
That was dope.
Yeah. And then, like, you also got to perform with, like, Mace.
Yeah, that was iconic. That was so, like, that was my first, like, award show. Well, that was the only award show I've ever, like, performed on. So that was a huge deal.
What does Mace mean to you, by the way? Like, you know his hit songs, right?
Yeah.
You know his legacy. No, because some people, like, may not.
I mean, Mace is, like, New York. Like, he represents New York. He represents Bad Boy.
Yeah.
And that whole, like, era of music had such an influence on music today. So.
Yeah.
Talk about it. No, did you watch the BET Awards this year?
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you were forced to. Yeah. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. I'm just saying, like, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching.
I was sitting there, yeah. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was pretty. I think it's so funny how Christian, like, is always there. Like, Diddy's son is just,
I mean,
he's, like, the funniest thing every time.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you be there? Like,
I would. But it's, like, always, like, oh, look, there's Christian. This is so funny. Oh, my God. He's waving a flag. He's so cute. He's a little Christian. He's a little Diddy.
Were you focused on Diddy when he took the sort of, like, tumble?
Yo, I didn't even know that happened. Like, I thought he was supposed to be down there.
Oh.
Like, I didn't see it because I was, like, I don't think anyone saw what really
You're like,
happened.
That's an awesome move.
I was just like, where'd he go? And then he just got right
trick.
Back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after, that's when everyone was like, yo, he fell. And I was like, when did this happen?
When you said that you were, like, so happy to see, like, Christian every year, I definitely thought you meant gospel. And I was like, yeah, like, BET, they have, like, gospel Sundays.
Yeah.
And so
yo,
like,
do you know that BET has a gospel, like,
reality show?
Yeah, but it's not reality. It's,
a competition.
Yeah, a competition show. Like, who loves God the most or something, right?
I've seen. Like, no, I think it's about, like, singing.
Like, where are we at right now?
I think it's about singing. I think it's
I sort of want Eric to be right, though. Now that you said it, who loves God the most would be a great.
No, listen, guys. I'm just upset that they didn't choose me as
a. I think that's very, like.
I wish they chose me as a judge. Like, imagine that. Like, you know, it's just
what,
like.
The Jew?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, pastor and, like, you know, maybe, like, Christian town executive and then, like, you know, Upper West Side Jew.
Judging whether this person loved God the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nah, but I think it's like a singing competition about, like, gospel music and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. I never actually watched it, but I see the commercials.
You've been out here for, like, a while. Like, you started, like, singing in front of people at, like, 13.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean out here or out here?
I'm sorry. I meant out here.
Yeah. I'm just passing around spoons, by the way, just because.
These smoothies are so thick, and so I look like a goose or something, like, trying to, like.
Yeah, I was like. I tried. Really tried, and I was like, oh,
it's all, like, stuck, and so I was just like,
yeah.
which is a very cool thing to do when people are watching you.
That's
podcast.
Right, podcast.
but I was gonna ask. So, like, you've been, you know, out Chia for a while, and I was wondering, was there any chance of you ever like auditioning for a TV reality type competition show?
No. What? Why would I join a competition?
Oh, no. I mean, before you were signed.
Oh, before?
Yeah.
Christine, how much do you love God?
Yeah.
I love God so much. But I never thought about joining a competition because I don't want to be known as the girl that won that competition. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be known as Justine Skye, the musician, the artist, like,
yeah.
the, like, icon. Like, yeah. I want to be an icon.
Yeah.
So, but as far as, like, reality TV, I don't think that's, like, my lane. I don't want to be known as the girl from that reality show mm-hmm. either. Like, if anything, like, I was talking to, like, my friends, like, I'd do something, like, documentary style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, I think, would be dope.
Right.
But as far as, like, reality TV, like, I don't want made up drama or like anything like that. Like,
is it because you're not very good at like throwing glasses at people or
flipping tables?
I don't know. You know, I've never like tried, so I don't know if I'm good at that or not.
You could be really excellent.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I've never tried that, so. And hopefully, I never have to flip tables or throw glasses.
Right. When was the last time you had a problem getting into a club? Like problems at the door.
Last night.
What? Oh my god.
It was at Kehlani's show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was already angry about something. Like, people like tend to forget that artists are actually real people and like something could go wrong and like now we're not in the greatest mood.
Right.
So I was just like walking backstage to say, oh my God, what a great show.
Yep.
And then the security guard was like, where are you going? And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean where I'm going?
Yo, the Brooklyn came out.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you? Like, what? And then, like, Noelle, she's, like, my manager,
yeah.
like, my day-to-day, and she's, like, chill out, like, everyone calm down. Like, I was really about to, like, slap him in the face, like, and then
snap.
After, he was, like, I'm so sorry, like, I didn't mean to, like, such a rude introduction, like,
yeah.
first time us meeting, and I was, like, cool.
Did you have to, like, segue on your, like, your segue thing, like, by yourself, just cool off for a few minutes?
No, I can't bring it certain places. New York is really strict on it. I feel like... Because, you know, like, humans, like, we hate what we don't know.
Yes.
And I feel like they don't know what that is, so they're just like, no.
See, like, that's why you hate throwing glasses and flipping tables until you get to know it. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to love it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're going to get you a show.
But then that's
going to
be a problem.
Yeah. Can we name the venue? Like, we can say where it was, right?
It was the Highline Ballroom.
Yeah, Highline Ballroom. So you were trying to get to that tiny-ass, like, green room in the back.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say what's up. Like,
yeah.
She just did a show, so I was just like, all right, I'm going to go say what's up, then I'm going to dip. Like, it's hot. A lot of people are in here.
It's so lit.
It gets real crazy in there because everyone tries to go in the back, and it's, like, as far back as you can go.
Yeah.
And then everyone always gets mad and tries to kick you out, and it's, like, hard to circulate and, like, turn yourself.
Especially there. That's the worst green room.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really small for such a big venue.
People like to imagine that backstage is so cool, and it's, like, the least cool area.
Yeah, it's really
It's a bunch
great.
Of people staring at each other from 2 feet
lie.
Away.
There have been a few times in life where backstage was pretty cool.
No, agreed.
Like?
I agree.
Like Coachella?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Well, you're also running with like a cool crowd, though.
First of all, you don't want to be stuck like anywhere else in Coachella, I feel like. And by the way, did you know there's a Coachella jail?
Yes, yeah. I do. I actually do know there's a Coachella jail because one of my friends had to go to Coachella jail.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Kylie?
No, absolutely. It wasn't.
Did you Coachella bail them out?
No, I didn't know. I didn't find out until after Coachella.
Just like the Diddy thing. You don't know like when it happens
until
you... Yeah,
because life is moving so fast, you don't know until you see it on Twitter.
So
that's a good ad for the Segway scooter thing.
Yeah. What are we calling it? The Skyboard?
Skyboard.
Sorry. Yeah,
Skyboards.
I keep giving Segway like free publicity, like we're going to like get some free Segway things, but it's really a Skyboard.
How do you think Segway feels about this? Like,
I don't know, but the inventor spoke at my graduation at Boston University.
Really, Jeff? Did you attend your graduation at Boston University?
He got an honorary degree.
No.
For the Segway?
Yeah. And then he died the year later.
Yeah, I was like, I thought he died.
By the way.
He like rode into a lake or something.
He rode off a cliff.
Can we?
A cliff?
Yeah.
I thought it was a lake.
No, it wasn't like a
you
slow
You could swim out
death.
Of a lake.
Yeah. I don't know. Segways are just heavy.
Did you?
What?
Yo, we need to figure out something that you can do with Sky Mall. Like SKYEMALL. Like, whatever it is, you go with it. Run with it.
Yeah, Eric and I think of, like, great ideas for artists. Like, we thought of, for Fat Trell, we were like, why wasn't he jumping on...
Ben
like,
Trell.
Yeah.
Would have been cool.
Oh, yeah. Ben Trell.
Ben Trell. Just missed opportunities
and
over at Atlantic Records.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to do something with Sky Mall, that'd be great.
Or maybe we just take the idea ourselves right up to Mike Kaiser and tell him.
Yeah.
How we do that?
That's what we're going to do.
We'll take a meeting with Mike and Julie, and we'll just be like, look, guys, I don't know what it is, but Sky Mall.
But let's use this guy and do this.
We're just going to squat on it.
Yeah, Sky Mall.
We'll let you know how that goes.
you will.
When you come over to our $1 billion apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, our apartment in the sky.
Nice. That makes it sound like we're dead, though. Oh. But yeah.
You guys
are... All right, whatever. You know.
You guys are crazy.
Wait, so what happened at Coachella? Why was it crazy backstage? Or why was it, like, awesome?
No, it was just dope, like... The weekend was performing, and there was like these little like trailers and like this whole little thing, and everyone was just like hanging out in this
that is cool.
area.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is the coolest backstage I've ever seen in my life.
This isn't like a crazy take or anything, but like the weekend already owns the summer. Like it's just, it's all his.
No, that's so true.
It's just unbelievable. We were at a wedding this weekend,
yeah.
and the wedding band played I Can't Feel My Face live, and we were just like, this
Yo,
is.
Yo, I did the Tony Yayo dance, like. In front of, like, all these old mothers.
Yeah.
And they were just, like, loving it.
It was wild.
They were loving it.
They didn't understand it, but they thought it was the greatest.
Well, also, I mean, like, we sort of tear up
the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
us?
Do?
Yeah.
I have to see you guys at a party.
Yeah.
Like,
no, for real.
Actually,
for real.
Like, I always see you guys, but it's never, like, an actual
We're always
party,
at industry, like you
yeah.
know, events
yeah.
or whatever.
Well, I mean, we saw you backstage at the Fool's Gold thing. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
We also saw you at your intro, you know, your introduction dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
At, like, Mr. Chow.
It was at Philippe.
At Philippe, yeah, yeah. Which, whose last name is Chow, right?
Eric was just being
Philippe
respectful.
Chow.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Philippe. He's just being respectful.
And then we also saw you at your EP
release.
Release,
yeah.
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 Which, by the way, the person getting most turnt was Jaden Smith, who was doing the Nay Nay and the Whip.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaden gets really, really turnt.
He's...
I was like, yo, like... But weirdly, like...
He loves to dance.
Yeah.
Good for him. Like, let him do it, you know?
Exactly. He just likes to be free, like on the dance floor, anywhere,
yeah.
like he mm-hmm. gets down.
He's so woke.
Do you think, like, what do you think of his Twitter? Like, do you think it's, like, as revolutionary as people think, or you just know
First
him
of all,
and think
it
that...
is evolutionary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually stopped looking
Stand
at his
corrected.
Twitter.
Is he on mute?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I follow Jaden.
Okay, all right.
But Jaden doesn't follow anyone. I have this thing where it's just like, you don't follow me, so like, why am I following you?
Okay, to be really fair, how many people follow you?
A lot.
Okay, how many people do you follow?
Yo, let's get...
Not a lot.
Let's get Justine on Team Follow Back.
No,
like
but
to
this
recruit
is the thing.
You know.
I like to... Like, I follow people who, like, post interesting things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I like to see, like, artsy things and stuff like that. Like, every day, like, I don't want to follow as many people as I do follow. Like, yesterday I was like, I'm going to unfollow everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can't because then it
because
hurts people's
Jaden already
feelings.
Did it, yeah.
No, but then it like hurts people's feelings, and then you can be like, "Why did
no,
you
it's
unfollow
true.
Me?" And then you got to answer to all these people, "Why did you unfollow them?"
Right,
yeah.
And then it's just like this whole big thing.
Well, that's why the mute button is the greatest invention of like
no,
yeah.
but on
the
Instagram.
Last year. Oh,
can people tell?
Yes, especially if they don't have a lot of followers, they can tell. Or they can if you. I'm not following that many people, so they can look at who I'm following and they see that I'm not following them.
Mm.
Yo, that's what sucks about being like famous and stuff. Like people notice things.
No, yeah. Very astute, Jeff.
I'm sorry, that's a Jaden Smith tweet.
How long have you known Jaden, by the way?
I've known Jaden for like a year.
Okay.
I don't mean to tell you your life because I did research, but you knew like Willow before him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't it crazy how Willow was sort of as an artist thrown to the curb, like after Whip My Hair? They were just like, oh, she's over, and now she's coming back and like.
Because I mean, she's like, well, she's also really, really young.
Yeah. Well, that's the craziest part. It's like you're over at age whatever. Which is so whack.
But she's like, she's really smart. Like, she's really young and everyone's like, oh my God, she's just so young, blah, blah, blah. But she's actually really super smart and she knows like what she wants to do. And like, she just sits, like all she does is sit in the studio and like write all day. Like, she doesn't even talk. She just sings and like freestyles all day.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So she's super young and Jaden Smith is 10,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's just the man like sitting on a hill.
Jaden really is. He's the man sitting on the hill, looking at the stars and counting the rocks.
Yo, if he wrote a book, that should be your quote on the back cover.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess it would be both of you guys.
Yeah, it was us together.
You contributed, Jeff.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'll give you some credit.
Yeah, no, my wow wasn't me like coming from like a negative place being like, oh my God, you stole it. I was more like, wow, that's a really great quote. I was so happy for you.
Remember Jay-Z and Nas had their beef? In like 2001, 2000.
I mean, guys, I was born in 1995.
I know.
So that probably wasn't like the main thing I was thinking about.
Did that just shape your life as a 5-year-old?
you know, it had such a toll on my life. Like, yeah. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, New York, like, we're falling apart. Like, we're supposed to be together.
Which side do you pick, you know?
Jay-Z.
That Brooklyn.
Wow, that's a very controversial statement.
Yeah. It is, but Brooklyn all the way, man. Yeah. I mean, Nas is my man's, too. Like, Nas
have you met? Have you met either or both of them?
I've met Nas before. He's really nice.
Yeah.
I haven't met Jay-Z, but he did applaud me for singing the national anthem at his boxing match.
So that's cool.
So no big deal.
So no big deal. He just really thinks I can sing.
That's
the national anthem.
You guys are friends now. That's all it takes.
Did you look like right towards him afterwards?
I looked him in his eyes.
Yeah.
And he was like, "What, Brooklyn?" And I was like,
"That's awesome,
Jay-Z."
That's way cool.
And now you guys follow each other on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you go to like a ton of Roc Nation events.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're friends with Lenny S.
Yeah. Lenny is the man's.
Yeah. How did you meet him?
Well, he knows like my family. Well, my mom. Okay. My mom's my family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's like really cool with my mom and stuff like that. And he just really like looks out. It's really dope.
That's awesome. Does that mean that you get the hook up on those Roc Nation hats?
Yo, I've been asking him for one of the hats for like a minute.
Whoa.
Oh my
God.
He
just found out. Yeah.
I just got my Roc Nation hat.
Yo, oh.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Hold up.
Yeah. Wow.
There was a thought that this was going to be like, this was your, like, you know, chaining
Nation,
day.
Yeah. You could have had a hat, but I guess you're going home hatless.
Yeah.
You're going to have the saddest ride home on your skyboard.
It would have matched my outfit, too, right now.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because you're wearing black
and because you got it from Lenny, you would have had, like, the pin in it, too, which is, like,
Damn.
The official
oh,
one.
Wow.
Man,
this is just like a roller coaster, huh?
Oh, wait, so we're all here. Jeff and I are bragging about the time that we sang karaoke with Adrienne Bailon. Meanwhile, she's almost your like sister-in-law.
What? What is it?
Because she's with Lenny S, right?
Lenny S, yeah, they're
engaged. Yeah. She's, I mean, but I've known Adrienne since I was like a little kid, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But have you ever sung karaoke with her?
No, but I was in a water fight with her.
What?
Tell why? Us
like, when I was why? Like, when I was like five, because we were just like...
Yo, water beef?
No. We were like, you know, like water guns and like water balloons and stuff like that. Like, I used to hang
heard
out with her. Well, when I was younger, like, my mom and her, like, when she was in 3LW.
Yeah.
My mom was really cool with their manager. And she still is. And, like, so I would just, like, go, like, and they all knew I wanted to sing. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were doing this thing, like, because there was 3LW. And then I was like, I want to sing. And so they were trying to, like, form, like, a little, like, another 3LW.
A 4LW.
Yeah. And, but I don't know whatever happened to that. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I was watching Players Gon' Play, I believe is the song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And in the video, there's a girl who looks exactly like Angela Yee. And I was like, wait a minute. No.
No.
I was like, I think I just might be racist or something. Just like watching
this. Oh,
my
God.
But she looks really like her.
Really?
Yeah. Strong resemblance. Everybody take a screenshot and at Angela Yee.
That's
flood her
crazy.
Mentions.
Three Little Women.
Yeah.
Three Little Women.
Whatever She's happened to the Two Little Women?
What Two Little Women?
The other non-Adrienne Bailon.
Yeah, the other two LWs.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
The other two LWs? I don't know,
I'll
man.
Say this. They're not engaged to Lenny S.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah, Adrienne Bailon on
that
the come up.
That would probably be a problem if they were all engaged to Lenny S.
You dropped your EP.
Yep. Emotionally Unavailable. It's out now. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys check that out.
Right. It's on SoundCloud, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your SoundCloud plays are like way up there. Like for some of those songs, that Vic Mensa one.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you know, how long have you known Vic?
Me and Vic actually just became cool, like because of the song. Lenny actually hooked that up.
Oh, nice. So, oh, yeah, that's Lenny's guy.
Yeah. So that
Vic has a hat.
Vic also has a giant Rockefeller tattoo on his neck.
He also has a giant Rockefeller tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw him down in Washington, outside Washington at the Sweet Life Festival. That he played.
Dope. He's dope.
Yeah. And we were hanging out backstage then and saw Rory.
I love Rory.
Yeah. And Vic Mensa, like, hanging out together just on the top of a golf cart.
like everybody in the backstage area saw Rory and Vic Mensa sit on this golf cart and went nuts. Like they just went bananas. They were just
they
like
weren't supposed to be on the golf
cart? No,
like, no, 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 not like
swarming
that.
Swarming with cameras, just being like, "Oh my god, they're sitting on a golf cart. Like we need a picture.
Like this is like the yeah. moment. Like forget performances or whatever."
And we're just sitting there, just like, "What the hell is going on?"
And they were probably just like continuing their conversation.
Yeah, totally. And you have to, like, ignore all these cameras, by the way. So
there were, like, bros, like, trying to, like, also climb in to be, like, the third member. The 3LM.
Yeah. 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 We went last night and saw this documentary.
Wait, does 3LW mean Three Little Women?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yo.
Wow.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that Justine's not wearing her Roc Nation hat because her mind just blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Snap your reaction.
You got to snap that.
What?
Yo, hold that pose.
For the next 3 minutes while yeah. I figure out my phone.
3LW.
I never knew that. Yeah.
3LW.
Is this
means
a video?
Three Little Women.
Three.
Wow.
I just discovered this after my, like, my whole life is a lie.
Yeah, you should talk to Adrian about that.
Wow.
Last night. This is to totally like bring the whole like room down. Last night, right. We went with a couple friends to go see the Amy Winehouse documentary. Mm. Called
super
Amy.
Uplifting, super. It just makes you feel really good about humanity. Great. Yeah, yeah.
I love Amy though.
No, no, no. Yeah. But like,
but the documentary obviously
depressing as anything.
I think we all know the ending.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Although, yeah,
it's gonna be in theaters, right?
It is
yeah.
right now. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we saw it last night. And apparently, like, it broke records. It's the second biggest documentary ever in England.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, like, you know, her base is there and everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, you watch it and you see all these, like, British paparazzi where there's no rules over there, right?
Yeah.
And, like, they're just stalking her and waiting outside of her house and she can't walk to her car or to visit her then husband in jail or anything, like... Anywhere she moved, she was just swarmed by all these paparazzi, like even more aggressively, obviously, than the United States. I want to ask you this. Have you dealt with paparazzi like that on a like just an absurd level in terms of like the blinding lights and them invading your space?
No, I don't think I'm that like I don't consider myself a celebrity.
OK.
Like, I don't think people are really like checking for me yet.
OK.
But like the people that I'm around, yeah, like sometimes right. it does get like a little bit crazy and they'll like stalk you and they'll follow you and like walking in and out of places, like they'll literally just be outside waiting and it's just like lights, like you can't really even see what's like happening. So I seen it.
Yeah.
But for me, like I still have like the chance to go to the corner store and be like chilling or like go do this and this and that and no one's really checking for me yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't know. You just gotta, but there are some people, like, there's some people who, like, live their life on the low, and, like, they're not really telling everyone, like, their every move.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many actors and actresses, like, who are super huge famous, like, Angelina Jolie, like, you never really see paparazzi pictures of her.
Right.
Or, like, Brad Pitt and all these people, like, yeah. They move on the low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all going to change for you, obviously, when you punch a bouncer at the Highline Ballroom.
Yeah.
And then all the news is about you.
Like, once you start, you know, doing that, you know, throwing drinks and flipping tables mm-hmm, life, like, mm-hmm. then
but I feel like
then
for me,
out of here.
For me, for the most part, it's not even, like, I try not to get so angry and stuff like that because it's not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, actually, like, physically, like, touching someone, like, if you don't like someone, yeah. why would I want to touch you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like... ew.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go cool off
yeah.
and get out of here.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not supposed to be here right now.
Right.
I do wonder, like, so, you know, being around so many people who are, like, of that fame level, or level of fame, rather, I just remember, like, years ago when Miley Cyrus, like, started smoking and that was, like, a huge deal and, like, you know, people were always like, I can't believe that there are cameras. Like, people were taking pictures from within the camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, like, you know, are people ever just like you might take videos of your friends
mm-hmm.
and are people ever just like, yo, I don't want that to get out? Like, not that, like, do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, for the most part, we don't even have intentions of like that going out. Like, it's just like us chilling, be like, yo, this was crazy. Like, you were so crazy last night. And we send it to each other.
Yeah. Like, as friends.
Yeah. But and obviously we all have a mutual understanding of this is actually crazy, and we probably wouldn't want this to get out there. So we just understand that already.
Yeah.
We just do it to be like, yo, you were bugging last night. It's crazy. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Is there ever...
We just send it within, like, the group. And yeah. It's never anything, like, too crazy. But...
Yeah. No, I'm just glad that, like, even though, like, you all are, you know, in popular places, you're followed by, like, a lot of people that you're in, like, you know, these sort of famous situations, that you're not doing that, like, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan type of life where it's just, like, not only, like, buying into it, but, like, accentuating it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, being, like, super wild. Don't change. Don't. Don't.
I mean, like, that just comes with, like, you actually, like, caring.
Yeah.
Because, but I guess for some people, I mean, I don't know their lifestyles and I don't know, like, their stories. And some people, like, can deal with things better than others.
Mm-hmm.
But when you just have, like, a positive, like, group behind you and people, like, supportive people behind you and to, like, help guide you through this industry, because it can be really crazy and people are always offering you things and telling you you can do this and do that. So when you just have, like, a strong head on your shoulders and people to always, like, uplift you when you're down, then you'll be good. Like, all my friends, like, whenever we're in, like, a weird space or we're, like, sad or something, like, depressed, because we all go through it and we all, like, feel like this isn't what we're supposed to be doing, or are we actually supposed to be doing this? Like, is this working? Like, how are we going to survive through this?
Mm-hmm.
And we just, like, tell each other, like, we're in this together.
That's awesome.
So, and actually, like, we are the future. Like, literally us, the youth, like, us, Kendall, Jaden, all us, like, years from now, we're going to be you guys. Like,
right.
We're going to be your
age.
We're
only,
gonna...
like, a couple years older.
I'm just saying, yeah. Like, all, like, the big people now, like, that has to be us. Like,
yeah.
Or we have to be better than that. Like, we have to keep this world going and, like, give the younger generations lessons and, like, history to live through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Like, we're the generation that rode Segways. You guys, you just...
Ride Segways, scooter thing.
Yeah, just the small...
Skyboards, I believe they're called. But yeah, what I like about your group of friends is that, especially with you, like, you rose up through Tumblr. Like, it was you and Ian Connor and, like, all these people who...
I'm actually going to see Ian after this, but yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
But, like, all these people who, you know, you were friends and then you just, like, blew up sort of together.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is just, like, interesting and cool. Like, instead of you being like, oh, okay, I want to be placed with them somehow.
Yeah, I mean, like, all of my friendships happen naturally. Like, some people are like, why are you friends with these people? And why are you doing this? Like,
right.
How do you even meet these people? Oh, you're, like, a lot of people, like, try to say, well, not even a lot of people, but just, like, anonymous people on Tumblr. Like, you're a social climber and you're this and you're that. And it's just, like, this industry that I'm in, obviously, I'm going to run into people with fame.
Right.
Like, and if we click, like, then that's just how it happens. Like, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily social climbing. You just happen to be friends with, like, if I just so happen to be friends with Leonardo DiCaprio, does that mean I'm social climbing because we kicked it and we're now cool? Like,
right.
I don't know. People,
yeah, like,
just...
Did you come over to our apartment because we're super famous? Yes, mm-hmm, but
right.
There's a mutual, you know,
that's right. We have a commonality.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We all love blueberry smoothies.
Well, I just thought that you dyed your hair purple because Yahoo is purple and they bought Tumblr.
No.
That's the connection.
No.
You're a company woman. You know,
yeah.
Completely
no, my
on board.
My hair's been purple since I was, like, 16.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, like, I actually don't like the color purple. Like, it's not my
favorite.
We
shouldn't
color.
Have made these smoothies, Jeff. I told you.
But purple, I didn't like the color purple. But now
the movie?
No. Every time I say that, everyone's like, what? But my favorite color is green.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean you wear green a lot, or
no, I
just
like
it?
The color green.
Oh, you like money.
Is there a chance that you could dye your hair green?
No. I'm never going to dye my hair another color.
Really?
Yeah.
Purple forever.
Purple forever. Everything purple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything is purple. Shout out to ASAP.
Uh-huh. And so what's up next for you? What are you... You're going to L.A.?
Yeah, I'm going to L.A. to... Me and Mustard are working on some stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How's he as a person? Is he funny?
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, we have this, like, constant battle war of D's nuts. Like, just all the time. Like, you're never safe. No one's safe.
Like, on text? Or
no,
just, like...
No, just, like, yo, like, you heard what, yo, what was he... Who's that dude again? And we're like, who? D's nuts. Like, it was his birthday, and I'm like, yo, that dude told me to tell you happy birthday. And he was like, who? Like, it's actually really bad. Like, sometimes people get each other, like, we get each other really bad.
Yeah.
It's just, like... Damn.
So does he bring a beat to you already finished, or like send it to you, or do you guys have to be in the studio to sort of get that vibe?
No, we're mostly in the studio. Yeah, he doesn't really like send me stuff. We're in the studio and like we create from scratch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You have James Fauntleroy songs that you've done.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
James actually wrote Sugarcoated on my EP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's like one of the most important songs to me ever in the history.
To all of us.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you also have a song with Migos, or more than one song? Or
no, I wanted to do a song with Migos. Like, we were trying to get them on a song, but yeah, it just never like came through.
Did you need all three?
And we actually never put that song out. So it's like,
would you have accepted two of the Migos?
Yeah.
Or were you just waiting until Offset gets out? Like,
no, I mean, like, I mean, this was before all that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it probably would have been all three of them.
Right.
But like,
would
Quavo
you
was like,
accept three Rosenthals?
There are three.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the one in L.A.
No.
There's another one here.
Yeah.
He has a real job. He doesn't do this.
Oh.
Yeah.
He has a real job.
Yeah. He's a suit.
Wait, but sorry, what were you gonna say about Quavo?
No, Quavo's like dope. He's super dope.
Is he funny?
They don't really talk.
Okay.
So I don't know.
They rap, but they don't talk.
Yo, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, I can't, like, hearing them rap,
yeah,
and, like, seeing them, like, rap, it's just like, but you don't say anything. Like, they just chill there. They're just like, they don't talk to each other. They just, like, do, like, this facial, like, they understand. Like, they're.
Oh, yeah, they're on another level.
They're just like, and I'm like, did they just say something? Like, how do they know? It's so crazy. And then they're so hyped. They're like, yo, and I'm like, how? What do you mean? Like, it's just crazy. It's so crazy.
Have you ever considered rapping? Like, so you did 10 bands, right?
Yeah.
Which was hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. And like, obviously rap is moving more towards singing just like naturally.
Can singing go towards rapping?
No, not even that. Like, do you feel, like, comfortable enough to do that? Because, like, look, let's be honest here. There's a lot of, like, artists who make that mistake when they shouldn't rap. Like, we've talked about Ryan Leslie making that move. Estelle is a great friend of ours, and she started out as a rapper. But, like, she put out some songs where she's, like rapping, and it's just, like, I think people are more, like, used to her as a singer. Mm-hmm. Are you in a place right now where you could put out something and include that, you know, on your album or something like that, where you're like really rapping?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't really consider I feel like to be like a real rapper, you gotta at least know somewhat how to freestyle, or like just have like that flow. Like, I'm not so good with words.
Okay.
I'm better with, like, the feeling of the songs and, like, the melodies.
Listen, the Migos aren't great with words either. So.
And Iggy Azalea can't freestyle, but she is the best rapper of 2014, so.
Anyway.
Yo.
Jeff is expecting, like, a round of applause. Like,
yeah.
Support. Nope.
No, I mean, everybody agrees with me, I think. I'm pretty sure everybody agrees.
So, no, you would not. put out a rap song.
Nah, I don't think it's like for me.
But the ten bands joint though.
Yeah, but that was like the singing rapping. Like, yeah, I would like sing rap like. Yeah.
And you like flipped like Headlines by Drake.
Yeah.
So that's a couple of Drakes. Have you met Drake?
No.
In passing? Okay.
You know what's crazy? He doesn't talk.
He doesn't? I never met Drake.
No, he does. Yeah. Oh. I just meant like the Migos don't talk, but yeah.
But I was at Coachella. I was, like, by myself at the Coachella. Not really.
Backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Coachella jail?
No, not in Coachella jail. Like, everybody really knew each other.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know anyone. So I was just, like, just sitting on the couch like this. And I looked. And I was just so nervous, too, because, like, Drake was there. And
I was
oh, my God. And so, like, I'm just, like, sitting on my phone, blah, blah, blah. And then I look over, and then Drake was looking at me. And I was like, and I got so nervous and I looked away, but he was like, you know, like the side eye, like, and I was just like, I'm so sorry, like, I don't know what I did, stop looking at me, like, I'm so scared.
Yo, but you played it so cool though. You were just like, I'm just, you know, fucking around on my phone right here, I can't even pay attention to someone like Drake.
But you know, like when someone's just on their phone too much and you know that they don't know anyone, so they're just on their phone.
You couldn't find that medium.
I couldn't. And I was just like, look around and I'd be like, oh,
But who did you eventually like link up with? Like,
no, I was with like I was with Kendall.
Yeah.
And I was with Kendall and Kylie, but like they know everyone. So right. Like, and I'm not like a cock block when it comes to like
when they're doing their thing.
To people. Yeah. Like, so I'm just like.
But are they the type to not introduce you though?
No, like they were introducing me to people, but I also like let them do like their
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because I should like when I like I learned my lesson. Like those are the homies, and I love them so much. Like yeah. she invited me out there, yeah. but like next time I go to Coachella, I want to go like with my
yeah.
group.
Yeah. 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 yeah.
I did read on the internet that you were a social climber, so it just would have been like the perfect opportunity for you to inject yourself in those conversations.
Yeah, and just like make all get everyone's number and yeah. just yeah. like
and be like, yo, let's build, you know, yeah. let's take a picture together.
Check out my movement, you know.
Yeah, I need totally. Some likes.
Yeah, yeah.
actually, I did ask this question to somebody like years ago, but I was wondering like. You get a ton of likes on Instagram, but
not
is
really,
there ever?
But...
I mean, let's be real. Like, you get a. I know you're being like very modest and very nice about it, but like, you get a ton of likes. And so, is there ever like enough likes? Are you ever just like, oh, like this is the level that is like okay?
No. Yeah. Likes on likes on likes.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a very universal thing.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Like, we all try to act like we don't care about likes and followers, but then when you, like, when everyone's followers went up the other day, like, everyone was so excited.
Did that and really happen?
Yeah.
Yo, I you thought know, it I did, know. And I yeah. was like...
I went I up, like 25,000 followers.
You gained 85,000?
No, 25,000.
25?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But it went down. Oh. It was like a bug.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I did notice something. I was
but
like,
what a beautiful, good. Like, 5 minutes that was. Yeah. That was.
I was like, whoa, this yeah. is crazy.
Such a moment.
Yeah.
You're like, someone has found my SoundCloud page, and they're all
yes,
over
I'm
it.
I'm like, who yeah. promoted yeah. me?
God.
Who followed me?
How much do you love God that he gave you 25,000 yeah. new followers?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yo, who was the craziest follow, like, unexpected follow that you got on Twitter or Instagram?
Katy Perry.
Wow.
Katy Perry follows me on Instagram.
That's cool.
But she only likes pictures or that anything that has to do, like, with Rihanna.
Oh, man.
It's really strange. Like, when it was Rihanna's birthday, I said, happy birthday, Rihanna, and I posted a picture of us, and she liked that.
Wow.
She likes weird things on my Instagram. Yeah. I don't really think she goes on Instagram, and like but she doesn't follow a lot of people, so like I know she sees it, and
you,
I post
yeah.
a lot.
Did you already follow her?
No, I didn't.
Did you follow her back then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. You got to.
Have you DM'd with her?
No. I'm so scared.
Wait, actually, when she likes your picture of Rihanna... Do you get all of the Katy Perry fans being like, come to Ecuador? Or like,
no, Katy Perry's fans like don't do that.
Really?
Yeah, they do. We have a friend who's like best friends oh, with yeah. Katy, and yeah. like all of her things are just flooded with like, come to Brazil.
But she's also liking my like pictures like at a weird time.
So for you? A weird time for like
yeah, a weird emotional time. Emotionally no. unavailable.
Like at a now weird time stores. When like people like aren't really like seeing it. But like she'll like my picture and then I get like 2-3 people and be like, oh my God, Katy liked.
Yeah, Katy liked.
See, that's the problem with being famous.
What's that?
People can't notice like things.
Picture. Oh yeah. Yeah. yeah.
You cannot like if you're super famous, you can't like someone's picture without like
some
every
subtext.
Time Kendall or Kylie like my picture, it's I know.
Mayhem. Yeah. yeah.
And not because I get a notification, because everyone is telling me.
Yeah. Right. So you made that. There's some sort of like function in there where you can like turn off all notifications.
Yeah,
except
for
the people you follow.
Yeah.
yeah. Yep.
So you've done that.
Yeah.
You're not like getting out of the movie theater and finding like your phone won't turn
absolutely
on because.
Not.
Yeah.
Because Katy Perry liked your picture.
Yeah. Did she just like it right there?
But
someone you know did because it's a push notification.
Yeah.
No, it just says that the hat came.
Oh, yeah, the hat.
My hat. Is
yeah. When you wear the hat, will you make note of the fact that we had this conversation?
Yes, I will.
Like, we spoke it into existence is what
I
happened?
I definitely will.
It's like the secret, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
It's like good luck hat.
Yeah. Just going back to the high school thing, did you sign any of your friends' yearbooks when they graduated from public school?
No.
Wow.
Wait, you mean like to act like she had been there all 4 years?
I hated my high school.
Even so, like, there must have been someone you liked, right? Like, no? Or is it just a wrap? Like, you were like, no, I'm out. I'm good. And
no,
never
I mean,
see
like,
these people again.
Friends. Like, I didn't really have best friends.
Because I feel like you should go back whenever it is.
I actually tried to go back just to get, like, my, what are they called? My grades and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your transcript.
My transcript. I thought that was a word, but I didn't
really
know.
Yeah.
But I
great
went back
words.
To get, I went to get my transcript, and, like, they kicked me out.
Really?
Yeah, like, they really, like, escorted me out the building.
What high school is this?
The Highline Ballroom.
Yeah. No, we should put them on blast. But
yeah,
you should go to your high school reunion, right?
You
should go
to it was like the bootleg LaGuardia.
The bootleg LaGuardia?
Yeah.
So it was for the arts?
Yeah, it was for the arts.
But not as good as LaGuardia.
No.
Okay. So they
and like the principal, like her kids actually went to LaGuardia. And she would just be like, You guys are so amateur and mediocre and blah blah blah, and my kids go to LaGuardia and da da da.
What? What kind of like tough love is this?
It's the worst school ever in my life. That's why I had to get out. People thought I just wanted to be stupid and like get out of school. Like, no.
Wow.
It was nuts.
That's ridiculous.
It was a really bad school.
Yeah.
Yo, so my favorite like revenge story about high school is Karen Civil.
Yeah.
She graduated from her school or whatever. She leaves. She hated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yo, instead of going to my high school reunion, I'm going to set up my huge,
I'm going to have a party.
Birthday party.
Back in New Jersey. Everyone,
invite everybody to buy tickets.
On the day of.
Buy tickets.
Nicki Minaj is performing.
And charge for parking, too. Like.
And she was just like, yeah.
Like, she just, like, killed everyone.
Yeah, she, like, twisted the knife. She was just like, yo, you want to see me? You want to see all my, like.
And by the way, if people wonder why Karen Civil, like, wins, it's because of stuff, that attitude like that right there.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing. I never knew that.
Top
story.
That.
That's what
Justine
you should
Sky.
Do. You have
do
to do
it.
Something in Brooklyn.
Do
I
it.
Always wanted to do like a prom like situation.
That'd be dope.
I never really had my own prom.
Yeah.
I went to like a couple of people's
Can
prom.
Can someone at Atlantic Records take care of this? This is a great idea. Yo, you know where you should get your prom dress?
Where?
At the Sky Mall.
You guys are crazy.
And on that note, I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Justine Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, thanks for coming over to our apartment with your, you know, skyboard.
Thank you guys for having me and making me this movie.
Of course.
Yes.
Anytime. Come back through again. We'll be here. And, you know, you can always ride up our elevator on your funky duck.
Sure.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.